6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
My dear friends, I want to speak directly to your hearts. I want to share a message that will bring comfort to your souls and remind you of a profound truth. God will find a way to help you. No matter what you're facing, no matter how impossible things may seem, rest assured that God is always working for your good. Life can be incredibly challenging. We all face moments when we feel lost, alone, and overwhelmed by our problems. But I want you to know something important. You are not alone in this journey. God is with you every step of the way. When you are in the middle of your struggles, it's hard to see the light. It's hard to believe that things will get better. But I am here to tell you that God has a plan for you. God sees your pain, hears your cries, and understands your fears. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating events, and putting things in place to help you. Think about a time when you were in a difficult situation, and somehow, things worked out. Maybe a friend showed up at the right moment, or an unexpected opportunity came your way. Those moments are not just coincidences. They are God's way of showing you that He is there, finding a way to help you. You might be dealing with financial problems, health issues, broken relationships, or feelings of depression and anxiety. Whatever it is, bring it to God. Lay your burdens at His feet. Tell Him about your worries and fears, and then let go. Trust that He is working on your behalf. He is moving mountains for you, even if you can't see it yet. Remember, faith is about believing without seeing. It's about holding on to hope when everything around you seems hopeless. It's about trusting that God's timing is perfect, even when it feels like time is running out. Faith is knowing that God will find a way, even when there seems to be no way. So, my dear friends, take a deep breath. Release the tension from your shoulders. Close your eyes and feel God's presence surrounding you. He is with you right now. In this moment, He is holding you, comforting you, and preparing a way for you. Rest assured that God will find a way to help you. He will open doors that you didn't even know existed. He will bring people into your life who will support and uplift you. He will provide for your needs in ways that will leave you amazed. My dear friends, let us dive even deeper into the heart of this message. Rest assured, because God will find a way to help you. We've already touched on how God is always present, always working behind the scenes, even when we can't see it. Now let's explore what it means to truly rest in that assurance. We live in a world that is constantly moving, constantly demanding our attention and energy. We are often pulled in so many different directions that it can be hard to find a moment of peace. We worry about our families, our jobs, our futures. We worry about things that might happen and things that have already happened. It's easy to get caught up in this cycle of worry and fear. But God is inviting you to step out of that cycle. He is inviting you to rest. And when I say rest, I don't just mean physical rest, but a deep spiritual rest. A rest that comes from knowing that you don't have to carry all of your burdens alone. This kind of rest is about letting go of your anxieties and placing them in God's hands. Imagine for a moment that you're carrying a heavy backpack. It's full of all your worries, fears, and responsibilities. You've been carrying it for so long that you've grown used to the weight, but it's exhausting. Now imagine God standing beside you, offering to take that backpack from you. He's saying, "Let me carry this for you. You don't have to do it alone." This is what God is offering you. He wants you to trust Him enough to let go of the things that are weighing you down. He wants you to trust that He will find a way to help you, that He will guide you through whatever you're facing. But letting go is not always easy. We often feel like we have to be in control, like we have to fix everything ourselves. We hold on tightly to our worries because we think if we let go, things might fall apart. But the truth is, it's in letting go that we find freedom. It's in surrendering our struggles to God that we find peace. You see, God is not asking you to ignore your problems. He's not asking you to pretend that everything is fine when it's not.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
What he's asking is for you to trust him enough to bring those problems to him, and then to rest in the knowledge that he is working on your behalf. This doesn't mean that everything will change overnight. Sometimes the help we need takes time to arrive. Sometimes God allows us to go through difficult seasons to grow us, to teach us, and to strengthen our faith. But even in those waiting periods, God is with you. He is faithful, and He will find a way to help you, even if it takes time. Think about how much energy we waste worrying about things that are out of our control. How many nights have you stayed up tossing and turning, replaying scenarios in your mind, trying to figure out what to do next? All of that worry takes a toll on your mind, your body, and your spirit. But when you rest in God's assurance, you can let go of that worry. You can find peace in the midst of chaos, because you know that God is in control. Resting in God also means trusting His timing. We live in a world of instant gratification. We want things to happen now, but God's timing is perfect, even if it doesn't match our own. Trusting in His timing means believing that He knows when and how to help you. It means being patient, even when patience is hard to come by. In those moments when you feel like you're waiting too long, remember this: God is never late. He is always on time. The help you need will come exactly when it's supposed to. And in the meantime, He will give you the strength and grace you need to keep going. So, what can you do while you wait? You can pray. You can talk to God honestly about what you're feeling, about your fears and your hopes. You can remind yourself of the times in the past when God has come through for you. You can lean on your faith, knowing that even when you can't see it, God is working. Another way to rest in God's assurance is to surround yourself with reminders of His goodness. Listen to uplifting music Read encouraging words. Spend time with people who lift you up. Fill your mind and heart with things that point you back to God and His promises. My dear friends, I want to remind you of this. You are not alone in your struggles. God is with you, and He will find a way to help you. He is not distant or unconcerned. He is close, He is caring, and He is capable. No problem is too big for Him, and no detail is too small for His attention. So take a moment to breathe in deeply and exhale your worries. Let go of the weight you've been carrying. Trust that God will provide, that He will make a way, and that His love for you is endless. Rest assured, because God is finding a way to help you, even right now. Keep trusting, keep believing, and let His peace fill your heart. My dear friends, let's turn our focus to a crucial question. How will God provide a way to help us? It's a question that often lingers in our hearts, especially when we're in the midst of our struggles. But I want you to know that God's ways are full of love, wisdom, and perfect timing. One of the most beautiful things about God is that He knows us intimately. He knows what we need before we even ask. He knows our fears, our hopes, and the desires of our hearts. And because of this, He will provide for us in ways that are often beyond our imagination. So, how does God help us? How does He make a way when it feels like there is no way? First, God provides through His guidance. There are moments in life when we feel lost, unsure of which path to take. We pray, asking for direction, but sometimes the answers aren't immediately clear. In these moments, God gently leads us. He opens doors that we didn't even know existed. He places people in our lives who offer wisdom and support. He might stir our hearts with a sense of peace when we're on the right track, or give us a nudge when we need to change direction. God's guidance is like a gentle hand on our shoulder, turning us toward the path that He has set out for us. Second, God helps us by providing for our needs. He is a God who cares deeply about every aspect of our lives. If you are struggling with financial worries, God is aware of your situation. He knows the bills that need to be paid and the resources you're lacking. While it may feel overwhelming, trust that God will provide. It might come in the form of an unexpected job offer, a financial gift from a friend, or even a new opportunity to earn income. God knows what you need, and He will make sure that you have what you require to move forward. And let me tell you something, my friends. God's provision is not just about meeting our physical needs. He also provides for our emotional and spiritual well-being. If you are feeling lonely, discouraged, or anxious, God will send comfort your way. This might come through a friend who reaches out at just the right moment, a message that speaks directly to your heart, or even a quiet moment of peace that washes over you when you need it most. Another way that God finds a way to help us is through His protection. Life is full of challenges and dangers, but God is always watching over us. There may be situations where you narrowly avoid an accident, or you make a decision that saves you from harm. These are not just coincidences. They are examples of God's protection in your life. He is constantly shielding you from dangers, seen and unseen, guiding you safely through life storms. There are times when God's protection is something we don't even realize until later. We might be frustrated when things don't go as planned, but then we see that God was actually protecting us from something we couldn't see at the time. When we look back, we can often see how God's hand was at work, steering us away from harm and towards safety. And then there are moments when God's help comes in the form of strength and resilience. There are situations in life that we simply have to go through. It might be a health crisis, a broken relationship, or a long season of waiting. In these moments, God gives us the strength to endure He fills us with a resilience that allows us to keep going, even when we feel like giving up. He reminds us that we are never alone, that He is always with us, and that we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. My friends, God also provides a way to help us through His grace. Grace is that unearned, unmerited favor that God pours out on us. It's the forgiveness we receive when we've made mistakes, the love that never fails, even when we fall short, and the peace that comes when we finally let go and let God take control. Grace is God's way of saying, I am here for you, no matter what. It's the reminder that we don't have to be perfect to be loved. We just have to be willing to receive God's help. Lastly, and most importantly, God helps us through His presence. The greatest gift God gives us is Himself. When you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, God is right there with you. He is closer than the air you breathe, and He is always ready to offer you comfort, peace, and reassurance. When you feel God's presence, you know that everything will be okay, no matter what you're facing. So, my dear friends, rest assured that God will find a way to help you. He will guide you, provide for you, protect you, strengthen you, and cover you with His grace. Remember, God's help is always available to you. All you have to do is ask, trust, and be open to receiving His blessings. Keep your heart open, your faith strong, and your spirit hopeful. My dear friends, let's dive into the profound truth that God's help is both steadfast and ever present. We've talked about how God provides in unexpected ways, how He guides us, protects us, and strengthens us. Now, let's focus on how we can rest, assured that God is always finding a way to help us, and let's draw encouragement from His promises. One of the most comforting aspects of God's help is that it is always rooted in His unchanging nature. God is not fickle. He is reliable. His promises are true, and His love for you is unwavering. Even when the world around you seems uncertain, you can rest assured that God is consistent and faithful. Consider the times when you felt overwhelmed, when the challenges seemed insurmountable, and when you didn't know where to turn. It's in these very moments that God is working diligently to provide a way for you. He doesn't abandon us in our times of need. Instead, He is right there, actively involved in our lives. Now, let me share some encouraging verses with you that remind us of God's unwavering support and provision. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This verse reassures us that no matter how difficult our circumstances may be, God is with us. He promises that we will not be overwhelmed by the challenges we face. His presence is our protection and our peace. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This verse highlights that God is always available to help us, especially in our times of trouble. He is not a distant deity, but an ever-present source of strength and refuge. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. This promise tells us that God will supply all our needs. He is not limited by our circumstances or resources, but provides according to His abundant riches. Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Here, we are invited to cast all our worries and burdens on God. He will sustain us through our difficulties and ensure that we remain secure in his care. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Jesus assures us that when we earnestly seek God's help, he is ready to respond. He invites us to ask, seek, and knock, promising that he will provide and open doors for us. These verses remind us of God's incredible promises and his readiness to help us in every situation. His word is a powerful source of encouragement and a testament to his unwavering support. As you reflect on these verses, remember that God's help often comes in ways we may not expect. His timing, his methods, and his solutions are perfectly tailored to our needs. Trust in his wisdom and his love, knowing that he is always working for your good. To rest assured in God's provision means to hold on to these promises with confidence. It means believing that God is capable of handling whatever you face, and that he is actively finding ways to help you, even when the answers are not immediate or the solutions are not clear. You can trust that God is at work. Take this assurance into your daily life. When you face challenges, remember that God is with you, guiding you, providing for you, protecting you, and offering you his peace. Lean on his promises, trust in his provision, and keep your heart open to the ways he might be working in your life. In moments of doubt or anxiety, revisit these verses. Let them be a source of comfort, strength. Allow them to remind you of God's faithfulness and his unwavering commitment to helping you. You are never alone, and you never have to face your challenges without his support. I want us to focus on one powerful truth. God's help often comes in unexpected ways. Sometimes we look for answers in the places we expect them to be. But God, in his infinite wisdom, has a way of surprising us with solutions that are far beyond anything we could imagine. Think about the times in your life when you were facing a problem that seemed impossible to solve. You might have felt trapped with no clear way out, but then, out of nowhere, an answer came. It might have been through a chance meeting, a sudden opportunity, or a simple idea popped into your mind. These moments are not coincidences. They are the fingerprints of God at work in your life. God's help is often unexpected, because he sees things from a perspective we cannot. He knows the beginning from the end, and he understands how every piece of our lives fits together. When we are focused on the immediate problem, God is already working on a solution that we haven't even considered. This is why it's so important to keep our hearts and minds open to the possibilities that God is creating for us. One of the most common ways God provides for us is through divine connections. There are people that God brings into our lives for a specific purpose. These people might offer you a word of encouragement, a piece of advice, or even an opportunity that opens a new door for you. These connections are not random. They are orchestrated by God to help you along your journey. Sometimes, the help you need comes through someone you least expect. It could be a stranger, a colleague, or even someone you've known for a long time, but never thought could help in that way. God uses people to bless us. And often, these blessings come when we least expect them. So be open to the people God places in your path. You never know how they might be part of God's plan to help you. Another way that God provides a way to help us is through his peace. When we are in the middle of a storm, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget that God is with us. But one of the most powerful ways God helps us is by giving us a sense of peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace doesn't mean that the storm will disappear instantly, but it means that even in the middle of the storm, you can have a calm heart because you know that God is in control. This peace is a reminder that no matter how chaotic things may seem, God is still working. It's a peace that allows you to rest, even when the world around you is spinning out of control. When you feel this peace, you know that God is near, and you can trust that He is finding a way to bring you through whatever you're facing. God also provides for us through opportunities for growth. Sometimes, the help we need doesn't come in the form of an immediate solution, but in the form of growth and learning. God might allow us to go through difficult situations because He knows that these experiences will make us stronger, wiser, and more capable of handling the challenges that lie ahead. It's in these moments of growth that we learn to rely on God more deeply. We learn to trust Him in new ways, and we develop a faith that is unshakable. So when you find yourself in a difficult situation, ask yourself, "What is God trying to teach me in this moment?" Embrace the opportunity to grow, knowing that God is preparing you for something greater. God's help also comes through doors of opportunity. There are moments in life when it feels like every door is closed, like every path is blocked. But God has a way of opening doors that no one else can. He can create opportunities where there were none, and He can make a way where there seemed to be no way. These doors of opportunity might come in the form of a new job, a new relationship, or a new direction in life. They might be small steps that lead to bigger things. Whatever form they take, these doors are God's way of leading you forward, of showing you that there is a way through your current situation. It's important to remember that not every door is meant to be walked through. Sometimes God closes doors to protect us from something that is not right for us. But when He opens a door, you can trust that it is leading you to where you need to be. Be ready to walk through these doors with confidence, knowing that God is guiding your steps. My dear friends, God's help is always there, even when we can't see it. He is always working, always planning, and always finding a way to provide for us. But to receive this help, we must be open to the unexpected, to the ways that God might work that are different from what we had in mind. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift up our needs to You, trusting in Your promises and relying on Your unfailing love. Father, we seek Your divine intervention in areas where we feel stuck or defeated. We ask for breakthrough in our lives, whether it be in personal challenges, relationships, or obstacles that seem insurmountable. Lord, open doors that we cannot open on our own. Illuminate the path forward and guide us with Your wisdom. We trust that You are working behind the scenes, and we believe in Your power to bring about change where it's needed most. Give us the strength to hold on to hope, even when the way seems unclear. Lord, we bring our financial concerns before You. You know our needs, our worries, and our desires. We ask for Your provision in our finances, whether it be through new opportunities, unexpected blessings, or wise management of the resources we already have. Help us to trust in Your promise that You will meet all our needs according to the riches of Your glory. Provide for us abundantly so that we may have enough for ourselves and to be a blessing to others. Guide us in making sound financial decisions and grant us the courage to seek help when needed. God of restoration, we ask for healing and renewal in the areas of our lives that have been broken or damaged, whether it be in relationships, our emotional well-being, or our spiritual health. We pray for Your restorative touch. Heal the wounds that have been inflicted. Restore what has been lost and renew our strength. Help us to embrace Your grace and find peace in the process of restoration. Let Your love mend the broken places and make us whole again. Father, We bring our physical, emotional, and spiritual health before you. We ask for your healing power to touch every area of our lives that needs restoration. If there is illness or pain, bring healing and relief. If there are emotional wounds or burdens, bring comfort and wholeness. For spiritual struggles, bring clarity and renewal. We believe in your ability to heal and restore, and we trust in your perfect timing. Give us the patience to wait for your healing and faith to believe in your miraculous power. Lord, we thank you for being our ever-present help in times of trouble. We rest in your promises, knowing that you are always at work, even when we cannot see it. Strengthen our faith and fill our hearts with peace as we wait for your provision and intervention. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.